But that's enough, maybe, of generalities or abstractions. So let me do a quick scourge through some of the work. The first thing when I came to preview the exhibition a few days ago, I saw was the work of Con Kelleher. And I knew Con's work, the only thing I knew previously was a wonderful photograph he had done of Sean Garvey, indeed. But I saw his incoming landscape on the wall here. And it reminded me of Heaney's line, focused and drawn in by what barred the way. We see the rusted old machinery. It seems post-industrial. Where is the human presence? Is there a human presence? What does incoming mean? This vegetation seeming to force its way through the iron grill. Is this post-human? Is it nature's revenge? We don't know. And it raises all sorts of questions, as good art does. Beside it, olive tree fascinated me because at first glance it doesn't look like a photograph. It seems like an extraordinarily intricate engraving. Now, I'm clueless about the technicalities of photography, but how, you know, what light and focusing and development was done on this, I don't know, but it reminded me of engraving, say, by Albrecht Dürer. And then I saw his photograph, the Gaeilge. I'm familiar with the place on my, journeys driving to Cork, the Drown Valley for the reservoir. And the name Gaeilge, it reminded me that landscapes in Ireland, its primary language is Irish. The place names, folklore and things, but basically the place names. And Gaeilge means a wooded valley with a stream. So even that title reminds us something different has happened here. Now it's for a reservoir, it's for ESB, it's not sinister. But it could be seen as apocalyptic, post-human, vaguely threatening. The mist orientalizes the photograph. It invests it with otherworldliness. So maybe it's just mysterious, maybe something else. As good art does, it raises questions.